News. I'm Nicole Livis. Saudi Arabia's public prosecutor has requested the death penalty for five suspects in the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The Washington Post columnist and critic of Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman was killed October 2nd after visiting the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. AP correspondent Aya Batrawi reports the Saudis say the man responsible for Khashoggi's death was part of a 15-member team sent to Turkey to bring the writer back to Saudi Arabia.
One of these men was sent to negotiate Jamal Khashoggi's forced return to Saudi Arabia, and that this negotiator took it upon himself to make the decision to kill the writer. So clearly trying to distance this group very far away from the Saudi crown prince, who's really been at the center of the firestorm and global outcry over this.
A spokesman for the prosecutor's office said Thursday that Khashoggi was given a lethal injection, and after he died, his body was dismembered. Saudi officials have given numerous explanations since he disappeared, including saying he actually left the consulate on his own, that he died after a fight, and then saying he was killed during a rogue operation. Fresh Taliban attacks have killed more than 40 government troops in Afghanistan's western Farah province, which borders Iran. Officials said Thursday most of the casualties occurred in the embattled Bala Buluk district, where insurgents staged a major offensive against a police base late at night. A top officer at the provincial police headquarters, Syed Abdullah Andarabi, told VOA the ensuing clashes lasted several hours. He also confirmed the killing of 32 security forces, including the district police chief. The fighting comes amid renewed U.S.-led efforts to persuade the Taliban to engage in peace talks with the Afghan government. The U.N. Security Council unanimously voted to lift a nearly decade-old arms embargo Wednesday and targeted sanctions on Eritrea. It follows the dramatic rapprochement with Horn of Africa neighbor Ethiopia. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Theresa May's already tough task of convincing Parliament to approve an agreement on Britain's exit from the European Union took a hit Thursday as her Brexit Secretary Dominic Raab resigned. May says she has had to make some tough decisions, and getting to this point in the divorce deal discussions has not been easy.
I know it's been a frustrating process. It has forced us to confront some very difficult issues.
As the political drama played out Thursday in London, the European Commission said EU leaders will meet November 25th for a summit to rubber stamp the withdrawal agreement. The Democrats have captured another seat in the U.S. House of Representatives. Political novice Andy Kim was declared the winner Wednesday from the 3rd Congressional District in New Jersey. He defeated incumbent Republican Tom MacArthur. Kim was a national security aide in the Obama White House. He is of Korean heritage and will be New Jersey's first Asian American congressman. Meanwhile, votes are still being counted more than a week after midterm elections for the House and the Senate. Several hundred Central American migrants arrived Wednesday in the Mexican border city of Tijuana after a month of traveling away from poverty and violence at home in hopes of entering the United States. Meantime, U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis visited troops deployed to assist the National Guard and Border Patrol on Wednesday and defended the deployment.
Border security is part of national security. Our units are in a position to enable the Border Patrol's law enforcement operations. We determined that the mission was absolutely legal, and this was also reviewed by Department of Justice lawyers. It's obviously a moral and ethical mission to support our Border Patrolmen.
Some 5,000 migrants are expected to reach the U.S. border by Friday. At least 56 people have died now in major fires in both Northern and Southern California. Federal and California state authorities toured the fire-ravaged town of Paradise on Wednesday. Brock Long heads the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
Unfortunately, everything that I've seen, this is just truly devastating and heartbreaking. It's one of the worst disasters that I've seen in my career, hands down.
Dozens of people are still unaccounted for. A U.S. federal judge is expected to announce Thursday whether the White House must, at least temporarily, allow CNN correspondent Jim Acosta back on the premises to do his job. U.S. District Court Judge Timothy Kelly told reporters Wednesday he wanted to ponder the decision overnight and would issue a ruling at 3 p.m. Eastern Time Thursday. CNN lawyer Ted Boutros told Kelly there were much more tailored ways for the White House to deal with Acosta, such as not calling on him at briefings. Government attorneys contend Acosta's conduct prevented the White House from conducting an orderly news conference. U.S. stocks fell for a fifth straight session on Wednesday, more than 200 points to 25,080. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip-hop, all the